Right, hold a meeting?
On e-cigarettes, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. No details yet on who's in the meeting or what the outcome might be, but it's been underway at the White House. This is hundreds of lung illnesses and six deaths linked to vaping remain under investigation in more than 30 states. So far, no specific single cause has been found. Earlier, President Trump speaking at the Pentagon as other 9/11 ceremonies were held in Pennsylvania and New York. Including, once again, the reading of nearly 3,000 names, honoring the lives lost in the terror attacks.
This day, 18 years ago, changed all our lives, from how we travel to who we trust. This remembrance, marked by moments of silence honoring lives lost at the Pentagon and Shanksville, Pennsylvania as well, bring all Americans together to reflect and volunteer, as this day also has become a day of service to community.
Fox's Gernal Scott here in New York. South Dakota's largest city assessing tornado damage after severe weather overnight. Fox's Jeff Manasso with this live.
Lisa, the National Weather Service confirms at least one tornado and powerful straight-line winds last night that tore rooftops off homes and businesses, including an advanced auto parts store that looks today as if it imploded.
Sounded like a freight train. The tree came down on our house.
There's significant damage throughout the city. Some large damage to places like Avera and Behavioral Health.
Sioux Falls Mayor Paul Tenakin saying damage appears to be confined to the southern part of the city. Thousands without power, and there are some reports of injuries. No fatalities. Lisa.
Thanks, Jeff. On Wall Street for now, there's a rally. The Dow's up 110 points, back over 27K. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I shopped the many highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $27 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-597-0315. That's 800-597-0315. 800-597-0315. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at selectquote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Capsized cargo ship remains off the coast of Georgia as the Coast Guard figures out the best way to move it.
It could take weeks or even months to remove the more than 650-foot Golden Ray cargo ship as it continues to sit overturned for limited commercial shipping. There's also environmental concerns. A small oil sheen has been spotted near the vessel.
Fox's Tom Graham. The South Korean ship was carrying thousands of cars. The last of the crew members were rescued earlier this week. Another twist in Britain's Brexit crisis as a judge rules against the Prime Minister's move to shut down Parliament.
Scotland's highest court ruling Prime Minister Boris Johnson broke the law in suspending Parliament here 7 weeks before Brexit.
The advice given by the government to Her Majesty the Queen was unlawful.
Judges saying the shutdown, which began this week, stymied Parliament, with much still up in the air about the UK's proposed split from the EU. Johnson's government says it will appeal, arguing the suspension is routine. But lawmaker Joanna Cherry, who brought the legal challenge, disagrees.
We, as politicians, are calling for Parliament to be recalled so that we can get on with scrutinising what this government is up to.
In London,
a scientific milestone just announced in Italy, where an international consortium says it's created two embryos of nearly extinct species, the white rhino. They did this in vitro using eggs collected from the two remaining females and frozen sperm from dead males. For now, those embryos are being stored in liquid nitrogen, waiting to be transferred to a surrogate mother. The efforts to save the northern white rhino have been led by researchers and conservationists in Germany, the Czech Republic, and Kenya. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil, a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people, a lot of fake media. Look at them, a lot of fake media. Listen up. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out.
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local now for a Wednesday. That means hump day. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. It's also the 18th anniversary of 9/11. Chuck, do you remember where you were on 9/11, 2001?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely do. I was home, and of course I always have gotten up early in the morning, usually to check the news to see what's going on before I start writing my newsletter. And, you know, the report popped on television. My wife was still asleep. Our daughter was had just recently been born, not too long before, a few months before. And it was just unbelievable to watch that. At first, I just denied it. What I was seeing was actually real. It was something that you'll never, ever forget.
Yeah, it's amazing. And now, 18 years later, it is still embedded in our memory. What did we learn after, you know, going after the Taliban, after responding to the 9/11 tragedy? We're still in Afghanistan, and we're still trying to figure a way out of Afghanistan. Tell me what we learned through that whole experience.
Yeah, and, you know, I know when this occurred, we were told by then-President Bush that this was not the sort of thing that was going to be fixed overnight, and it wasn't going to go away anytime soon, that we were going to be in for a long haul, especially because of the fact that this is a completely different enemy than we had ever faced before. There's no nationality. There's no necessarily battle lines that have been drawn. And I know a lot of people wish that it was over and wish it would just go away, but the bottom line remains today as it was back in 2001. It's better for us to be fighting them over on their turf than having them here fighting us on our turf. And the fact of the matter is, look how many years, well, how many decades it's been, and we still have troops in Germany, we still have troops in Korea. So this isn't going to end anytime soon. It's not going to be a complete pull out of Afghanistan the way I know a lot of people wish that it could be.
We've seen what President Bush did, we've seen what President Obama did, and we are now seeing the way the Trump administration is dealing with this. Is there any consistency, or has this been something in your view that's been kind of all over the map?
I think it's kind of been all over the map. I mean, you had a very strong position by President Bush, obviously, immediately afterwards, against the enemies that we faced. And then we got the Obama years, and there was some vacillation where remember, he drew the line in the sand, and then he had to draw another line in the sand when it came to Syria. And I think the Trump administration is now coming in, you know, kind of a little bit of a combination of the both. He's open to trying to find a way to settle and resolve some of these differences. But by the same token, for those who aren't willing to come to the table, he's willing to just pound the living daylights out of them. So I think maybe President Trump, of the three presidents since that day, has found more of a balance between the two than his predecessors.
Again, Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. A busy, busy week. We've had elections in the state Republican Party. Michael McDonald has won an unprecedented fifth term as chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. You came out very strongly, and in more than one piece on Muth's Truths, came out against Michael McDonald, even though you say, you know, you guys have been allies, you've been pals, you've been friends, but you gave chapter and verse on why you thought he should not be returned to office.
Yeah, and it had more to do, less to do with Michael himself. I mean, my relationship with Michael hasn't changed in that regard. This was a business decision primarily rather than a personal decision, and it all had to do with the fact that the Nevada Republican Party, after years under Dean Heller and former Senator Dean Heller and former Governor Brian Sandoval, the party was essentially broke. And those two actually conspired to keep the party broke. And so McDonald was forced to turn to the Republican National Committee to get funding to keep the party alive. And the Trump campaign obviously wanted to have something going on in Nevada to try to get the state back after losing to Hillary in 2016. Unfortunately, the golden rule then comes into play. He who has the gold makes the rules. And the RNC and the Trump campaign kind of foisted on Mike some people who were enemies of his for 6 years and were responsible for a lot of these Republican losses. And the bottom line for me, Kevin, was if you elect Mike McDonald, you're going to keep those same losers in positions of management and responsibility, and that was just something that I couldn't live with. But, you know, give the man credit. He did have the support of the Trump campaign and the White House. He understood his constituency in that central committee, and he won, I think it was 205 to 156. So it was a lot closer than it should be or should have been with all the advantages he had. But a win is a win, and he will be the chairman leading us into 2020.
Will you be there to help him?
If he asks, I will help him. I won't support, again, a lot of the hires that he had. But if there's something that I can do to help the party and help President Trump, absolutely.
More coming up from Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. More on the election over the weekend and what the mission statement is going forward. We'll get to that and a whole lot more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now.
The best of America isn't inside the Beltway with its marble facades and granite curbs. It's in the drive of Americans who go to work every day and do a job well. The drive of miners, farmers, ranchers, and engineers. The drive of construction and factory workers, hospitality professionals, clerks, chefs, and entrepreneurs. The drive of doctors, nurses, first responders, and soldiers. The jobs that they do rely on drivers, safe and professional truck drivers. Bad roads, bad weather, heavy traffic, and other drivers who care more about their phone than the road ahead. They contend with it all. Moving steel, stone, ore, and raw materials. Moving food and livestock with compassion and care. Medicine, munitions, and everything needed to recover and rebuild after a natural disaster. America's safe and professional truck drivers move over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. To our truck drivers, thank you, because trucking moves America forward.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now, you can get Real Water anytime, anyplace, on the go.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports the balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
Hi, this is Chelsea Torres, Communications Director with Laborers Union Local 872. Laborers Local 872 is a construction union that strives to obtain more job opportunities for workers and employers. Local 872 is involved in issues that affect our daily lives, from creating good jobs to providing skilled job training, protecting health care, negotiating livable wages, ensuring safe job sites, providing safe neighborhoods for families, and honoring veterans and retirees. Laborers build everything you see on the Las Vegas Strip, from skyscrapers to casinos to stadiums. Laborers work in the tunnels and on the highways. We remediate buildings and make them safe by removing hazardous materials like asbestos and lead. With a legacy of hard work and getting things done, laborers are skilled, productive, proud, and diverse men and women who are building a stronger Nevada. Local 872 loves the Southern Nevada community, and we look forward to continuing to build a better future for all of us. Vegas strong, union proud.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
So good to have you with us, live and local now for a Wednesday. That means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We were talking about the election held this past weekend in Winnemucca, where Michael McDonald wins an unprecedented fifth term as chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. So, Chuck, there was a lot of people that loved Michael McDonald. There are a lot of people that weren't so crazy about him, but he's going to be here. He's going to serve another term. And I guess my question is, what is the mission statement going forward? And do you see any logic to how we are approaching returning Nevada to red status?
Oh gosh, that's I wish I had cheerful news for you, Kevin, on that front. But I think that for this 2020 election cycle, pretty much the best that Republicans can hope for is that Donald Trump carries Nevada and goes on to win another four-year term in the White House, and I hope by a landslide. And that's probably about the best that we can hope for in Nevada. I don't know if you saw yesterday, the American Conservative Union released their ratings of the 2019 Nevada legislature, and it was just sickeningly pathetic how Republicans voted. I mean, this session was the most anti-business, anti-parent, pro-government session that I can remember in all the years I've been in this business, and we barely had, I think we had a total of seven Republicans who got a rating over 80%, which is, people remember Ronald Reagan said, someone who votes with you 80% of the time is an ally. Only seven got into the 80s, nobody got into the 90s, and we had a couple all the way down in the 50s, meaning almost half the time these Republican legislators were voting with the Democrats during the worst liberal legislative session ever. And we're going to now go into the 2020 session, and I guess the campaign slogan is, vote for us, we're not quite as bad as the Democrats, and I just don't see how that's ever going to work. I don't know how we're ever going to get the majority back with that kind of an attitude.
Let me ask you, the leadership in the assembly, in the state senate, are you satisfied that they're the ones that need to lead us out, Robin Titus and people like that?
Well, the problem isn't Robin Titus, the assembly minority leader. I think her score was in the 80s, or Senator James Settlemyer in the Senate. The problem isn't them so much as the leaders as the people that they have under them. I mean, their caucus has a majority of liberal Republicans who don't follow their leadership. They don't follow their Republican leadership. They tend, you know, a lot of votes to follow the Democrat leadership.
Whoops. Did we just lose Chuck Muth? Because we're not done with him. We'll try and reconnect with him. Yeah, let's see if we can get him back. Because one of the things I want to ask him, if the problem is not with leadership in the assembly, the question is, how does that leadership crack the whip? And, you know... I think he's there right now. Is that you, Chuck?
There you go.
Okay.
Fine.
Where are you today?
Oh, I'm in Las Vegas. I'm in the office today.
Wow. Are you? And by the way, are you on a cell?
No. I'm on my landline.
Oh, okay. And it's much better now. It's much better now. Much better now.
There we go. I was saying that the problem is right now. It's not that we need so much to elect more Republicans. We need to elect better Republicans, and that's what primaries are all about. If we don't nominate the right conservative Republican in the primary, then Republicans go to the polls in the general election in November, and they're left with a choice of, do I go with the liberal Republican or the liberal Democrat? And too often, you know, they just... They throw up their hands, and either they don't vote or they vote for a third party, and then the Democrat wins, or we get these liberal Republicans. So we really need, as a party, the Republican Party needs to focus more as conservatives on the primaries.
Will the president have coattails if as you say, he wins big? Maybe it's a landslide. Could it be a wave election? Could it be something where the president will have coattails?
Well, it's possible, and I hope so, at the national level. I don't know that it will trickle down as far to the legislative level here in Nevada. But if he does win big, and he does have coattails, and he does nationalize the election by saying, look, I'm trying to fulfill my promises, but you gave me a Democrat House of Representatives, and unless you give me Republicans who will support me, I can't finish the job you hired me to do. Now, if he's able to successfully nationalize the election like that, he could very easily swing our third congressional district back into the Republican column. And depending on how big of a Trump wave there might be, possibly even swing CD4 in. I doubt it, but, you know, it is possible.
Again, Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. One of the issues that has come up that is absolutely mind-blowing is the LVCVA, the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority, that has been rocked by potential criminality. Rossi Rollincotter, the former leader of that organization, in pretty serious trouble. Give us an overview, if you can, of what you know and why there is so much trouble swirling around the Las Vegas Convention and Visitors Authority.
Well, this is and has been for a long time our own version of the swamp. This is an organization which gets a ton of taxpayer dollars and pays a lot of high salaries and gives out a lot of sweet, juicy contracts to vendors. And I think that this gift card with the Southwest Airlines thing, is as serious as that is, I think that's only the tip of the iceberg. I'm really hoping that this opens up the entire can of worms and really sheds some light on what's been going on at this convention authority for decades here. It really is an insider's game. It's a swamp filled with cronies, who keep enriching themselves, and not necessarily at the to the benefit of the the Nevada public, and I don't even think necessarily to the tourism industry. I think there's things they've done that have actually hurt tourism here, and they could have taken a better lead, including just sitting back and allowing the resorts to put these resort fees in and paid parking. I think all of this is eventually going to kill the goose that lays the golden egg. So I do hope that an investigation goes a lot deeper with this organization.
Have we ever had an audit of the LVCVA? A real forensic audit where we find out, the dollars going in, dollars going out?
I don't know, but I would suspect that if one ever had been done, that it would uncover a lot of things, and we would have heard a lot more about it under the circumstances with the Southwest credit card. So my inclination, Kevin, I don't know for sure, but my inclination would be to say that it probably has not occurred to the level that it should occur now.
What about Rossi Rollincutter? The LVCVA says it's going to reconsider the consulting contract the guy's under now. The guy made a gazillion dollars off the LVCVA. Their answer always seems to be, well, the end justifies the means. We put 43 million people, we bring 43 million people into this city every year, and that the end justifies the means. What about Rossi Rollincutter, though? I'm curious.
Well, I think, if I'm not mistaken, this man was getting paid more than the President of the United States to run a tourism department. It's outrageous the amount of money that's just thrown around willy-nilly, and it's taxpayer dollars, both locals and tourists. And the fact that after this came to light and he was forced out of the position, that he is still being paid $15,000 a month as a consultant is absolutely outrageous, and they need to cut that off immediately.
Wow. It's going to be interesting to see. Do you think people will go to jail? I know the prosecutor, the DA is getting involved in all of that. You think people will go to jail out of this?
I tend to doubt it. I think that what will happen, as usual, when bureaucrats come under fire for this sort of thing, there's usually two different standards, and somebody will cut a deal. They'll plead to community service or something like that. I don't think there's going to be any jail time for this. But again, depending on how deep this goes and whether or not the investigation continues, it could be a lot worse, and there could be ramifications down the road. But we're just going to have to wait and see.
But you say the Southwest gift cards may be just the tip of the iceberg?
I think it probably is. I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire. And if this is what they found, I think that if they dig deeper, they're going to be able to find a whole lot worse.
Wow. Chuck, always good. Thanks so much, man. We'll talk again next Wednesday, okay?
You got it, Kevin. Take care.
That's Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach, joining us on Live and Local Now. Coming up, Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Yeah. What does she think about what happened in North Carolina? The president gets not one, but two big wins in special elections in North Carolina. Yeah, there's a lot to talk about. And, of course, the 18th anniversary of 9/11. Think back to where you were on September 11th. I mean, I pity the poor people that have a birthday on 9/11. Imagine trying to celebrate your birthday on a day like this. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Live and Local now.
Fox Business Network. All Wall Street stocks are mixed in afternoon trading on renewed concerns about slowing global growth, which is weighing on tech shares today, with shares of software companies like Microsoft and chipmakers slumping. And shares of Apple are slightly lower as the tech giant gets ready to unveil three of its newest iPhone models at its headquarters in Cupertino, California. But the buzz surrounding its devices has waned of late, as have sales. And after growing at the slowest annual pace since 2014, income for the median U.S. household last year finally matching its previous peak, which was set back in 1999. However, Americans are earning no more than they did two decades ago once you factor in inflation, with the median household income rising 0.9% in 2018 to an inflation-adjusted over $63,000, according to the Census Bureau. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Hillary Barsky.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Ceremonies today mark 18 years since the 9/11 attacks, with victims' names read at the memorial in New York, some by family.
My brother, Daniel M. Van Laer. Danny, we miss you. We love you. We keep you alive and the victims of 9/11 alive by your memories. Please never forget.
President Trump spoke at the Pentagon, Vice President Pence in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. The president needs a new national security advisor to replace John Bolton, who quit or was fired, depending on who you believe. Fox's John Decker reports from the White House.
Among the names I'm told are being considered, Brian Hook, the U.S. Special Representative for Iran and Senior Policy Advisor to Mike Pompeo, Steve Biegun, the U.S. Special Representative to North Korea, Rick Grenell, the U.S. Ambassador to Germany, and Keith Kellogg, National Security Advisor to Vice President Mike Pence.
Bolton had the job for 17 months. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, The Candidates with Brett Baer.
I'm not looking at Washington's economy in micro, but it's not any different really than any other state in the far west.
Yeah, no, it's harder to run on an issue than it is on your personal record. And we haven't heard a whole lot about the Governor Inslee's record. As Britt was saying, it's actually not particularly good when it comes to the issue of environmental regulations and getting what he's wanted passed through the legislature.
Subscribe now to The Candidates with Brett Baer wherever you get your podcasts or foxnewspodcasts.com.
Fox Nation is the place for exclusive content you can't get anywhere else. New opinion shows from Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, and Tommy Lahren you can only get by signing up for Fox Nation. Plus, the real stories behind the headlines. Documentaries on Chappaquiddick, Jimmy Hoffa, and more that you'll only find on Fox Nation. More of the opinion done right you crave? It's on Fox Nation. Documentaries and specials you can't get anywhere else? They're on Fox Nation. So go to foxnation.com today and sign up now for Fox Nation. Opinion done right now.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
You don't have to deliver 15 tons of food to the hungry.
You can start with 10 ounces.
You don't have to dedicate your life to saving lives.
Just dedicate 15 minutes.
You don't need to provide guidance to 5,000 young men and women.
Just one will do.
You don't have to build a school in an impoverished area to change a child's life.
Just spend an hour a week reading at one.
The men and women of America's Navy do some amazing things to make the world a better place. But then again, so can millions of everyday Americans right in their own backyards. Brought to you by America's Navy.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local Now, brought to you by Ichabod's Lounge, featuring old-school Vegas atmosphere. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing cash giveaways and payouts. Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos. Well, lots to talk about with Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC, and she joins us. She's going to be joining me at Corley Ranch in Gardnerville on Saturday for the 5th annual Basque Fry. We'll be broadcasting live from 11 until 3, on Saturday. And she joins us now. Megan, good morning.
Good morning. I'm so excited for Saturday. We always have a good time.
And the weather's always wonderful this time of year up there, and it'll be it won't be real hot, right?
Right.
And
hopefully not.
And I'll tell you what, for people that have never been on a ranch, I get such a thrill out of going up there and hanging out with ranchers and farm, you know, ranch hands and the family, and they're so nice. They're just so darn nice.
They are. Everyone that goes, well, you know, conservatives fundamentally are nice. We're not bitter, right? We don't attack people. So everyone that gathers is just like one big family, and you see a lot of new people every year, and then of course we see all of our old friends. So it's a great time.
It is going to be great. Mick Mulvaney, Corey Lewandowski. You, of course, know Corey for a number of years. The Schlaps will be there from CPAC and CPAC West. It's going to be a fun day.
Yeah, and also Matthew, is it Whitaker? He was the acting attorney general. I've followed him as well. So they have a huge lineup. But every year they have a big lineup. Mike Pence, I think, was supposed to come last year or the year before, but another hurricane hit. So they always get the top dogs, the top brass from D.C.
I want to ask you, the president went to North Carolina the other night, rallied for two candidates that are Republicans that are in a special election. It was held last night, and the president was 2-for-2.
Yes. The GOP did great last night. And I think, of course, you know, the Democrats will say, well, he just eked out a win. It really doesn't matter. And the Republicans are saying, well, this is a, you know, predicate of what's to come in 2020. And not just because I'm biased and I'm a Republican, but I do think it's a predicate of what's to come for 2020. And when you look at North Carolina, you have to remember that Montgomery County, which is run by a bunch of Democrats, is a sanctuary county. And they have had nine rapes by illegal aliens. One rape was a gang rape of a 11-year-old girl.
Oh, God.
And these were illegal aliens that were let off of their detainers because Montgomery County was not trying and will not comply, as any sanctuary county doesn't comply with ICE. And so they were letting criminal illegal aliens go. And one of the latest victims was victimized by an illegal alien with a criminal record of child abuse and sexual predation on children. And these are the types of criminal aliens that the Democrats are just letting loose on our streets. And so I think perhaps it was a referendum on what's been going on in Montgomery County. And, you know, surprisingly, Americans aren't supportive of sanctuary counties and sanctuary cities that allow criminal illegal aliens back on the street to do whatever sort of crimes they want to commit under the sanctuary statute.
Again, Megan Barth joining us from ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. I know that the president is fighting his own fight nationally in the Electoral College, but here in Nevada, we are fighting to make Nevada red again. And I guess my question is, will there be coattails? Do you think the president is going to be powerful enough to be able to drag some people across the finish line with him here in Nevada?
Well, I hope so, and I hope that we didn't, you know, we don't shoot ourselves in the foot like we did last time, where many of the candidates ran away from the president. I don't think that's going to happen, because none of those candidates are going to run again because they lost. They lost when they ran against away from the president. That's what happened to Nevada. We wouldn't have had Jackie Rosen or some of the others if the men would have stayed in the race and supported, or if they would have supported the president while in the race. So I need to make sure that we outgun the unions, especially here in Clark County. Clark County is where, of course, most of the votes come from, and it's union-controlled, and the unions can just get out the vote by shipping in people and busing in people from California to sign up voters and walk precincts. We have to get out the vote. We have to register voters. I will be holding a voter registration seminar, if you will, with Scott Pressler, who's coming out here. He does voter registration, activist training across the country, and he's agreed to come to Clark County, and that's going to be October 2nd. He will be here. It's going to be a fun time. It's another MAGA meetup. So that will be October 2nd. But, the party is going to have to register as many voters as we can, and we have to get out the vote. We're only one vote short of a supermajority giving the Democrats all the power they want to turn this state into California. They did one hell of a job in 6 months. Allowing same-day voter registration, same-day voting, red flag laws, you name it. They are hell-bent on turning this state into California or Illinois. And I had just gotten back from Illinois, and that state is an absolute disaster because it's been run by Democrats for so long.
Let me just ask you, we reelected Michael McDonald to a fifth term as chairman of the Nevada Republican Party. There was some controversy that came along with that election. What do we do from here? Where do we go from here? And what is the mission statement? How do we turn this thing around?
Well, we either work together or we hang separately. You know, I see a lot of keyboard warriors on a variety of social media platforms, specifically Facebook, attacking other conservative activists and other conservatives and Republicans. That doesn't do anything for the party. It might do something for their own ego. It might be something, you know, gives them some sort of perceived power that they don't have. The only power that we all have is our vote. And so we need to make sure that we're working together in order to get the job done, instead of waste everyone's time and attack people on social media. I mean, this is kindergarten politics. This is sandbox politics that I'm witnessing, and this is sophomoric and infantile behavior. There's no room for it. It's a waste of time. So get off your keyboard and get out there and start registering voters.
Is it possible? Because people keep telling me you're fighting a battle that cannot be won. The Democrats are going to have a natural, majority, if you will, in registration. I'm wondering, though, what we do with the independents or the so-called unaffiliated. What do we do with them? How do we convince them?
Well, I mean, I don't know that, it's really hard to run against a good economy. And when you look at independent voters, they certainly and usually are 2A supporters. And so when you look at the radical agenda of the Marxist left, because that's what we're dealing with here, we're dealing with communists, we're dealing with socialists, we're dealing with Marxists. There is no such thing as a moderate Democrat, because what is a moderate socialist? Is it Joe Biden? No, okay. You know, he's touting the same programs that will financially bankrupt and destroy this country, that will fundamentally, radically transform this country. Many independents don't want to see that happen. Many independents love this country. And there are more now independents because of the shift of the left of the Democrats, the hard shift left of the Democrats. So we have a big sweet spot. When you have a great economy and the economic headwinds or tailwinds behind you, the Democrats are going to have a hard time running against a good economy. And so I think we have, I don't know who's telling you that we can't do it, but I'm not a fatalist and I'm certainly not a pessimist. We have opportunity here. We lost the midterms. We got our clocks cleaned. Okay. But that doesn't mean that the whole entire state went Marxist overnight. So we definitely have opportunity. We've got a lot of Californians, unfortunately, that have moved in that are voting for the same god-awful policies that destroyed that state. But we also have a lot of conservative Californians that fled Nevada, like myself. And so we just have to make sure that we're continually reaching out to these voters, running on the Trump economy, running against the Democrat Marxist proposals, and, you know, like I said, get out the vote and work hard.
Congress is back in session. Again, Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com joining us. One of the first things that at least Democrats want to take up is gun control. Is Mitch McConnell going to allow anything? I know yesterday he came out saying, hey, when I find out what the president will sign, that's when we'll bring something to the floor. Do you think we'll get something that's meaningful that will actually keep us safer?
No, because everything they're proposing isn't meaningful, and everything that they're proposing isn't going to keep us safer. I think we'd start winning some culture wars, and we'd start winning some wars if we'd stop using the language of the left. What is gun violence? What is gun control? What is an assault weapon? What are all these assault weapons the left keeps talking about? If you ask a leftist, they'll just tell you, well, it's a big gun and you don't need it. No, what is an assault weapon? Tell me, how many rounds does it fire per minute? What are the mags? What are you talking about? What are weapons of war, Beto? What are weapons of war? You aren't going to find an AR-15 in the theater of Iraq. I can tell you that much, because our men and women, if they used AR-15s on the battlefield, would be taken down and snuffed out in a second. Okay, so there is no such thing as a weapons of war that is available on our streets. There's no such thing as an assault rifle. And then, unfortunately, I'm seeing many pundits on the right, okay, either on national TV or other places, that are using the term assault rifle. And I'm like, why are you using the term assault rifle when it doesn't exist? It's a term made up by the left. So we have to get really smart to outsmart the Democrats, because the Democrats use language in order to manipulate voters. And we have to stop using their language. And we have to start using what they don't know and what they say against them. And they don't know the first thing about guns, and they certainly don't know the first thing about an assault weapon, because it doesn't exist.
Megan, let me ask you. A lot of people are pointing at a bill called Manchin-Toomey. Joe Manchin from West Virginia, Pat Toomey from Pennsylvania, a Democrat and a Republican, and they've come together to create a bill that was originally created, I guess, back in 2013, but never saw the light of day. Now there's talk that maybe it'll be resurrected. Do you know much about Manchin-Toomey, and is it something you could support, for instance?
Well, I don't know much about it, thereby I can't really talk about it, but I'm not in support of any more laws that have been rushed legislation in the wake of another shooting. This is what we always see, Kevin. There's always this rush to legislate. There's this rush to create a bill and force and ram through a bill, much like they did Obamacare. How did that rushed legislation work? How did Obamacare work for all of us when it was rushed through the legislature? It didn't. And that's why it's a disaster. And that's why the Democrats aren't even campaigning on the virtues of Obamacare and the success of Obamacare, because no virtues or success was had by Obamacare. So this rush to legislate guns, and they can talk about universal background checks all they want, but we already have universal background checks. What they really want is a gun registry. What they really want are red flag laws. So now we have communists and Marxists who are calling us Nazis, want the authority to flag us, to take away our weapons. Are you serious? Yeah, come and take it out of my cold, dead hands, commie. Because that's exactly what those red flag laws are. You are giving the authority and the power to people who really believe, who are mentally deranged, who really believe that our president was an agent of Putin. You are giving power to those who are calling us Nazis to take away our guns.
Well, then that brings us to this. If indeed we do nothing, is it going to satisfy anybody on the left? The answer is no. And there are now even some people on the right that say, well, we have to do something. Let's do the low-hanging fruit. Similar to after 1 October, we talked about bump stocks, and that was kind of the low-hanging fruit. Is there anything that maybe you would be in agreement on, whether it be universal background checks for any commercial gun purchases? Is there anything that you think that we could do? in the interim?
Yeah, we could enforce our existing laws. We could actually have the FBI do their job, and when they're called continually by the shooter, for example, out of Texas, he was giving them every single warning. He was obviously mentally deranged, and he wasn't flagged by the FBI. Same as the Parkland shooting. Everybody knew that the Parkland shooter was disturbed, mentally disturbed, emotionally disturbed. No one did ever anything. They weren't following procedure. They weren't following protocol, and they certainly weren't following the law. So maybe if we started flagging mental illness instead of treating it or ignoring it, we might have less quote-unquote gun violence, which is another term that the left has made up. So the violent gun. Met violent people, never met an inanimate object that's violent, and never will. So I think if we started taking mental health seriously, we started looking at the profiles of the shooters and finding the cause and the root cause of the problem, which I happen to think is directly related to psychotropic medication given at an early, too young age, then perhaps we can find some solutions. But laws are not going to fix the problem.
More coming up with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America PAC. She'll be with me at the Corley Ranch. We'll be broadcasting live from 11 until 3 on Saturday on many of these Nevada Talk Network stations, bringing you the best of the 5th Annual Basque Fry. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local now. Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few months ago, a friend invited me for a Tuesday evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes, but boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's has been there for 31 years and family-owned for 19 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pasta, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen's open 24 hours for you late-night foodies. And I just love Ichabod's old-school Vegas atmosphere. When everybody else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar from 6:30 to 10:30. You want to win? You want to have fun? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Join Nevada Policy and the founder of Prager University, Dennis Prager, in Las Vegas on September 17th. I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy. Dennis Prager is a best-selling author, radio host, and founder of Prager University, and he'll be the keynote speaker for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner, The Spirit of Las Vegas, on September 17th at the Venetian Resort in Las Vegas. PragerU is an online university that promotes the concepts of free markets, individual rights, and American values. With over 1 billion views on YouTube every year, PragerU teaches viewers how free markets, capitalism, and America has enriched everyone's life. So don't miss this evening with Dennis Prager as Nevada Policy celebrates 28 years of working to keep Nevada free and prosperous. Visit nevadapolicy.org/event now to reserve your seat. We'll see you on September 17th for Nevada Policy's anniversary dinner. That's nevadapolicy.org/event.
It's amazing how time flies. Hey, Kevin Wall here, your host on Live and Local Now and the owner of Battle Born Radio Corp. It was just over 3 years ago that I was dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. I knew my small business would have to move warp speed into this new digital era. That's when I called Sofa King Creative Group. Locally owned and operated, Sofa King Creative Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of clients. Their marketing team provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design project, an engaging mobile-friendly website. What I like best about Sofa King Creative Group, they showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. Let the pros at Sofa King Creative Group help you and your small business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Or check them out at SofaKingCreativeGroup.com. That's SofaKingCreativeGroup.com.
The best of America isn't inside the Beltway with its marble facades and granite curbs. It's in the drive of Americans who go to work every day and do a job well. The drive of miners, farmers, ranchers, and engineers. The drive of construction and factory workers, hospitality professionals, clerks, chefs, and entrepreneurs. The drive of doctors, nurses, first responders, and soldiers. The jobs that they do rely on drivers, safe and professional truck drivers. Bad roads, bad weather, heavy traffic, and other drivers who care more about their phone than the road ahead. They contend with it all. Moving steel, stone, ore, and raw materials. Moving food and livestock with compassion and care. Medicine, munitions, and everything needed to recover and rebuild after a natural disaster. America's safe and professional truck drivers move over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. I'm Paul Enos, CEO of the Nevada Trucking Association. To our truck drivers, thank you. Because trucking moves America forward.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
Final minutes with Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, MediaEqualizer.com, Red Wave America Pack. Tomorrow night, Houston, 10 Democrat presidential wannabes will take to the stage. Is there anybody that will play the age or senility card on Joe Biden? Do you think anybody will have the guts to do that?
Well, if anybody has the guts to do it, it'll be Kamala Harris. But I don't know that it's really age and senility. The guy's always been a gaff-tastic goof. Always. I mean, for as long as I can remember.
Gaff-tastic goof.
Goof.
I love that term.
Yeah, gaff-tastic goof. He's always, you know, mixing things up or, you know, making things up. And so, you know, we'll see. They're going to attack Biden simply because, you know, he's right now leading, but by the very thin margins. But we've got Elizabeth Warren and, of course, Bernie Sanders fighting amongst each other to see who can be more Stalin-esque and communist-esque. So Kamala Harris is, you know, trailing. I think she's going to end up on a ticket. I really do. I think that because the Democrats have to always play the race card and are only interested in someone's color or gender, of course, is there gender anymore? I think Kamala might end up on a ticket somewhere. I happen to think that it's likely going to be either Biden and Harris or Warren and Harris on the ticket.
Who do you think the president would do best against? Who is out there that is still around that you think might cause the president problems?
I don't really see. I see the president taking a second term relatively easily as long as the economy holds up, and as long as, you know, Democrats don't gerrymander their way into a majority or ballot harvest their way into a majority in certain swing districts. That can always happen. It happened in California. You never know what kind of cheating the Democrats are up to, but you know that they are. So they're just hard to catch. And so I just don't think that they have a strong enough candidate this time around. And I think they realize that. I don't think that they think they're really in it for the win. When I went to a fundraiser for one of the top Democrat senators, they're really relying on Generation Z, which is the David Hoggs of the world, you know, those just really entering college 18 to 23, because they've manipulated those minds to Marxist mush over the last 20 years. And so they believe that they have their future resides in Generation Z.
Wow. I will see you at the Corley Ranch.
Yes.
See you Saturday morning. Thanks so much, Megan, and we look forward to seeing you there.
Thanks, Kevin.
Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com, joining us live and local now.
Congressman Horsford has us headed in the wrong direction, where criminal illegal immigrants get to stay and our borders remain unsecure. I am Sam Peters, the only Republican candidate who can defeat Horsford. I proudly served in the military for 20 years and earned a Bronze Star in Afghanistan. I'm devoted to family and am a small business owner. I'm the only candidate who supports building the wall, opposes sanctuary cities, and supports a balanced budget amendment. Please join me in this important campaign by going to sampetersforcongress.com. That's sampeters4congress.com. I approve this message.
Paid for by committee to elect Sam Peters.
For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of Real Water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into Real Water. To learn more, just go to my website, kevinwallradio.com. That's kevinwallradio.com, and click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now,
K-B-E-T,
you can get Real Water.
Winchester, Las Vegas. 790. Talk now. Talk that rocks.